In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, a guy that we kind of know around here, it's Billy Michonne. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Andy. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Well, you know how I'm doing. You see me once in a while at events. Billy is in the WHUD Family Fun Crew at WHUD. So lesson number one, get in the door. Billy already did that. Got in the door. You'd recommend that to other up-and-coming musicians?
Oh, 100%. First of all, the job is great. And second of all, you meet so many people. First of all, meeting you was fantastic. You're a great person. Everybody in the crew.
Rule number two, don't overflatter. Now, keep going. I can listen to you all day. Billy, go ahead.
You never know who you're going to meet. You know, just walking down the street, meeting somebody. Next thing you know, they might say, hey, you know, I'm a musician. Why don't we get together, form a band? Or, hey, I do stuff on the radio. Why don't I put you on?
Absolutely correct. You got a great attitude, which brings me to Bates, the band that you're in, the song that we're going to play by Bates. Is that how you met these guys? You were walking down the street, the other members of the band?
Some of them, actually. We all went to the same college. My lead guitarist is a year younger than I am. His name is Craig. Fantastic guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in the same dorm room, and I was just kind of walking around, and he was walking around. He just said hello. And then we just got to talking. We found out that we were both musicians. We had a lot in common. So we just said, let's see where this goes.
Who are the other members of the band, Bates?
We have my drummer, Tyler, who I've known since high school and is a very close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And has been involved at pretty much any project I've ever done. I've used him as my drummer. And then we have Jason Dowd, also from SUNY Purchase. Best bass player I've ever seen.
I think the most important part of being in a band is hanging with people that you like hanging around with.
I agree. I mean, if you guys don't click as a whole, then how are you going to be able to work together?
And to do it well, you've got to hang out with these people a lot of hours, right?
Exactly.
Do you kind of live in the studio, recording?
Oh, yeah. Specifically for, well, the album that this song came from, that was my senior project for school, because I went and majored in studio technology. The whole album was basically thrown together last minute. I had 3 months to write the album, record the album, mix the album, master the album. So we were in the studio at least 5 days a week. Towards the end of the semester, it was 7 days a week, almost 24 hours every day.
The name Bates, where did that come from? Because I remember speaking to you at an event, and you said you were a big fan of horror movies, right?
When I formed the band, I just seen Psycho.
Ah, there we go.
And I'm also a fan of Bates Motel. So I said, you know what? This is kind of a very well-known pop culture reference. Hey. I think it's a cool name. Let's try it out.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Billy Michonne from the band Bates. Billy, in addition to being on the WHUD Family Fun Crew, do you have any other jobs?
I'm also a music teacher. So I teach guitar. I give guitar lessons, bass lessons, and I also work with children on establishing rock band camps as well.
Fantastic. What have been the highlights for the band Bates so far?
Our first ever show was at the winery at St. George. We recently played at Garcia's in Port Chester. Another fantastic show.
Capitol Theater, right at the Capitol Theater, right?
Right there. We packed the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. We've packed a few more venues in, you know, the whole Manhattan, New York City area.
You mentioned previous gigs. Do you have any live shows coming up for the band Bates?
Yes, actually. We have September 29th at Munchmore's in Brooklyn, New York, and we have October 25th at the Peekskill Brewery.
The song that we're going to play, it's called Unexplored. You mentioned that it was your college senior project. What were the rules of the project?
So the rules of the project were it had to be all original material. I had to be playing one instrument on something at least, which in this I am the vocalist and the one of the rhythm guitarists. I sometimes do leads, but not too often. Everything had to be recorded, mixed, and mastered by myself. And by the way, this specific song is a love song written for my girlfriend Danielle. So Danielle, I love you so much.
You got kind of a crooner voice. Do people tell you that? Kind of a crooning voice, not really a rock voice, kind of a traditional, I don't know who to compare it to. Who do you compare your voice to?
I've never taken singing lessons, so I learned how to sing by listening to bands that I was into and then just singing in the shower or at the top of my lungs in the car. So I based my vocal style, at least for this song, because I like to change it every once in a while, off of a Muse. I'm a huge Muse junkie. He's rock, but he has this like operatic, huge voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it, that kind of sound. What is the website for the band Bates, or for Billy Michonne of Bates?
You could find us at batesofficial.com. We have all current tour dates. We have our album there. available for, I think it's just $5. Some songs also available for free download. This one specifically is available for free download. Everything you need to know to get to know us. And you can sign up our email list right there, where we will just email you directly and say, hey, this is what's going on with us.
BatesOfficial.com. Here is the song from the band Bates. It's called Unexplored. It was his senior project of Billy Michonne. Hey, Billy, we love having you on the WHD Family Fun Crew. You do a great job. Like spending time with you. You're a joy to work with.
Thank you so much.
Good luck from 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you so much, Andy.